Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I've been putting this off for a number of days now, probably a week or so now, to be honest with you, my New South Wales Blues team. And the simple reason why I've been putting it off is because I just want to watch more footy. I want to get more of a grasp on a couple of key positions because I simply can't make up my mind. I am not jealous of Brad Fittler in any way, shape or form. I think this side is going to be so difficult to choose. There's a couple of key positions that I honestly can't settle on. I've done my very best to try and settle on them today, but to be honest with you, I'm not confident I've hit it properly. Look, fullback, a number of unbelievably talented fullbacks running around in the NRL right now that could represent the New South Wales Blues, but I think James Tedesco, he simply does pick himself. He was a skipper of this side last year. I don't think there can be any arguments picking Teddy. I think I'm going to end up with, probably three other fullbacks in this team. They're going to be playing other positions. And, you know, another one of them is probably very unlucky to miss out, realistically. So, James Tedesco, he would be my fullback. I think he'd be probably my first choice player in this team, be the first guy that I would pick. And I don't think there's any, there would be many arguments or much pushback on that if you're realistic. On the wings, Josh Adokar, he's the first winger that I pick in this side. I think he's the best winger in our game still. He's incredible. He's proven on the big stages. There's guys you can tell me are better wingers than Fox, but they're not proven on the big stages like he is. I think he's an incredible player. That's taking out Brett Morris, of course. He's the best of the guys that are available to be selected for me, and he's delivered on big stages. I thought his series last year was unbelievable. He swapped sides to the other wing, and people wanted to tell me that doesn't matter, it's easy, you're just a winger. But defensively, geez, that's a challenge, and he just handled it so well. He was so good last year. I was so impressed with him. Obviously, blistering pace, a fantastic skill set, strong too, deceptively strong. We know that speed is power, and Josh Adokar, he's got plenty of it. But I thought in defense last year is unbelievable. I honestly thought he was one of, if not our best player last series. He was incredible for the Blues. So Josh Adokar, he picks himself on one wing. I think I would have him on the left edge. I know last year he moved to the right. I would have him on the left edge for a simple reason that I'll explain to you in a second. On the right side, it was tough, but I have gone Brian To'o. We know that he played on the right edge last year, and the thing that makes this tough for me is that I like to have big bodies, and I know that Brad Fittler does too. And I'm not saying Brian To'o isn't a big body, but he's not that big, rangy body like the other guys in my side and like the guys that Brad Fittler tends to pick. Daniel Tupu was extremely hard to leave out of this. You know, if I was going to pick Daniel Tupu, I probably would have picked him on the left wing in his favoured spot and put Fox on the right. But I've gone with Fox on the left. I've gone with Brian To'o on the right edge. We saw him do it last year. We've seen how talented this guy is. He's just got so much to offer, and I think he deserves a shot in this arena. I think he's going to do really well. Yeah, I couldn't leave him out, but geez, there was a few guys that it was hard to leave them out. One in particular, Daniel Tupou. I think Blake Ferguson on the right edge, he's been fantastic, and they probably more so suit the body type and the mold that I normally like to pick in these origin sides, but I've gone Brian To'o. Inside him at right centre, I've gone for Tom Trbojevic, assuming he is still fit in a couple of weeks. And you know what? That game against Penrith on the weekend actually had me a little bit worried. He didn't look as fit as what I thought he was. I actually thought in his first two games, he was quick, he was burning people, but I didn't think he was at his absolute top gear, to be honest with you. And I said that to a few mates, and they laughed at me and said, what the hell are you talking about? But when I saw him running the other day, I mean, he still looks quick, he still looks incredible, but I don't think he is 100% yet, to be honest with you. So very interesting to see how that one plays out. There is, of course, the possibility that Manly could ask Tom Trbojevic not to play Origin, but I don't know how fair that is. I don't think they would do it, to be honest with you. I think Turbo will be there. And like he has previously, I would have him at right centre, but he wouldn't be a traditional right centre. I would just give him a license to roam. He would push up through the middle. He could pop up on the left whenever he wants. I would honestly just give him a license to do whatever the hell he wants. And we've seen Brad Fittler do that before, and it's been incredibly successful with this guy. And once again, I've spoken about this a lot, that you pick your teams based on what the opposition doesn't want to deal with. And if you pick Tom Trbojevic and you force him to stay in that corridor, Queensland, they wouldn't be happy with it, but they would feel a lot more confident being able to handle him. You let him roam through the middle, it's an absolute nightmare for them. So Tom Trbojevic, he's playing right centre, but I'm giving him a license to go and play footy. I think he'll be lethal in that role. Left centre. And this is why I've gone with Fox on the left wing. I would pick Latrell Mitchell. He's been out of the Origin arena for a couple of years. I think right now he is looking unbelievable. I still don't think he looks as fit as what he possibly could, but what he's doing is unbelievable. He is right up there with the very best players in our comp. He is just so talented. He brings so much aggression as well, which I think is what the Blues really need. Queensland, they really got on top of them last year, and I think having a guy like Latrell to stand up, I think it'd be sensational. His pants pulled down a couple of years ago playing for New South Wales, had an absolute shocker. Will Chambers really got stuck into him, and I think it embarrassed Latrell a little bit, and you can see since then he really has bounced back incredibly well. A guy that's already won two premierships, he's been unbelievable at State of Origin level previously. His last series wasn't fantastic, had a bit of a fallout with Brad Fittler, but I think that Freddie knows the sort of talent this kid can bring, understands what he can bring, and I think that his combination with Josh Adokar, they're obviously very good mates. They get along very well. Their chemistry is fantastic. That would be my left edge. And it'd be the left edge that I think they'd be going to a lot. I'll talk about it in a second, but I'd have Angus Crichton out there as well. With Teddy floating out there, I think they would just be so dangerous. And then whichever of the 5'8"s we go for, whether it's Jerome Luai or Cody Walker, I'll touch on that in a minute, they would just be so lethal with this guy. It would just be unbelievable. All of your plays would sort of be targeted at going to sort of 80% to the right. I went to say 80% Roger, that's what we call it in my footy team. 80% to the right, you want to go just outside the stick, swing it back to the left, and that's where you can have Tom Trbojevic floating over to this side, chiming in with your Latrell Mitchell, your Josh Adokars, these sort of guys. So I really do think it'd just be so dangerous. That's how my back line would look. So James Tedesco at fullback, Josh Adokar on one wing, Brian To'o on the other side, Tommy Trbojevic and Latrell Mitchell in the centres, with Latrell playing on the left side, Tommy Turbo being allowed to float. Now, number six, this is where it became really difficult for me. This is why I've probably pushed back on doing this for as long as I possibly can, because this was just giving me headaches. Three guys it came down to for me: Jack Whiten, Jerome Luai, Cody Walker. Jack Whiten, he was very unlucky not to play centre for me. I just think Latrell Mitchell, his touch has been too good. Tom Trbojevic is Tom Trbojevic. You've got to have these two in the side somewhere. I think this is how it has to go. I considered playing Tom Trbojevic on the right wing, and then picking Jack Whiten at right centre. But I think if you're going to pick Jack Whiten, you need to put him on the left side. And Latrell Mitchell, he is too good. He has been too damaging in the past at left centre. I wouldn't want to move him to the right side. So Latrell had to be there for me. Josh Adokar, he's the best left winger in our game. I wanted him there with Latrell. That combination they've got, it is special. So it looks like right now Jack Whiten's going to miss out. He's missed out on the sixth jersey for me. Potentially if Canberra were going a little bit better, I could have looked into him. But I just think Cody Walker and Jerome Luai, these are the two it has to be between. I feel sorry for Jack White, and obviously the Dalian medalist from last year, a Clive Churchill medalist, a big body as well, which I've spoken about a lot, is something that I really fancy in this arena. But he's missed out for me at the moment. And look, Jerome Luai, Cody Walker, I still can't split these guys. I think Cody Walker is probably more suited to the arena. I think having him and Latrell on that same side would just be so lethal, so dangerous. He's obviously got the connection with Damien Cook. You're obviously going to have Cam Murray in this side somewhere too, assuming he's fit. So Cody Walker, he gets that advantage. He's been there before as well. But of course, my halfback is going to be Nathan Cleary. I have no doubt about that whatsoever. So then all of a sudden, Jerome Luai, he comes into the piece as well. And I just think that the way that the New South Wales Blues are going to attack, they're going to be so fast through the centre third. They've got big explosive bodies running through there. They've got a running nine. I just think Jerome Luai on the front foot, he would just be unreal. And when you give him this edge of, you know, Angus Crichton, I love what Viliami Kikau does. I think he's such a damaging player. He's probably more damaging than Angus Crichton. But Angus Crichton runs a better line. He is more prepared. And I think he's got a better skill set as well than Viliami Kikau. Not by much, but I think he does. So it'd be really interesting to see what Brian To'o could do with him. I think he could really throw some brand new shape at this Queensland team that we potentially don't see at the Penrith Panthers through Angus Crichton. You would also have Latrell Mitchell there. Matty Burton and Stephen Crichton, they've done incredibly well, but adding Latrell in that, geez, it would just make it so much more dangerous. He's obviously had Brian To'o on his left edge. This year he had Joshy Mansell last year. You have Josh Adokar if he's there. Just so lethal. And with James Tedesco popping up on that edge, it could be anything. You quite often watch the way that they play their shape out to that left side, and quite often you see Dylan Edwards isn't as involved as probably what you would expect him to be. I'm sure if they were to play it at this level, that Brad Fittler would have James Tedesco heavily involved as well. So it would just give Jerome Luai a whole new level of shape to play with. Cody Walker, though, geez, I just love what he brings. I love the aggression he brings to every side. They're very different footballers, but with the same sort of attitude, a sort of, you know, fuck you, I'm coming at you, this is my game. Love these two 5'8s. I honestly can't split them. I'm going to have to wait over the next few weeks to see what happens. I don't know if you gain much or if you lose much by having either one of them, to be honest with you. So I'm undecided there. If I had a gun to my head, I would probably go with Cody Walker right now simply because he's played Origin before, but that combination with Nathan I'm still confusing myself. I've got no idea what I'm going to do at six, but I've no one thing. I've ruled Jack Whiten out of the race to play 5'8". It will either be Jerome Luai or Cody Walker in my side. To partner Nathan Cleary, I think he's an automatic selection. I think he's the best halfback we've got in New South Wales right now. Unproven on the big stages, but that's just a matter of time. It will come. I have no doubt about that whatsoever. Forward pack. It's where I got really interesting. Now, my starting front rowers, gone with Junior Paulo. I think he's been unreal for the Parramatta Eels. Sort of played a couple less minutes over the last few weeks, but in this team, I probably wouldn't need him to play massive minutes, to be honest with you. I'd probably only use him for 40 to 50 minutes. I wouldn't need him to do much more. I love the little bit of X factor that he brings with his hands. He can just be so damaging. We've spoken quite often about him being a halfback in a front rower's body, and just the X factor he would bring would be unreal. I love the combination he's got with Reid Marnie at the moment around the ruck. Damien Cook could produce something similar with him. Cook probably doesn't have the same skill set as Reid Marnie. And I cannot believe I'm saying that. I never would have said that a year ago, but Reid Marnie, his hands at the line, at the advantage line, are much better than Damien Cook's, but I'm still sure that Cook could get the very best out of Paulo, and especially the way that Cook is a front foot footballer, the way that Paulo just rolls through the ruck, the way that he's able to get an offload away as well could be lethal. The other front rower I'd go with would be Daniel Saifidi out of the Newcastle Knights. Spoken about this guy quite a bit. I remember when Freddie picked him 2 years ago, you all laughed, you all gave him shit. I said, you know, Freddie's picked this guy for a reason. He must be able to play. You know, he wouldn't drop top shelf guys to pick this guy if he wasn't up to it. And Origin being Origin, Freddie being Freddie, picked this guy. He's now one of the best front rowers in our game. So Daniel Saifidi, he's a guy that I would pick for sure. He's proven to Freddie that he can do a job. Big fan of Daniel Saifidi. I think he deserves all the applaudance he can possibly get because he has had an unbelievable 2 years. His rise has been unreal, and he's one of those guys that I talk about that he had to go the long way around to get to the representative arena, and I think he appreciates it more than other guys, but he understands the struggle to get there, and I don't see him letting go of it anytime soon. Daniel Saifidi, a very impressive front row, very classy. As I said, Mahuka, Damien Cook, no one else really sticking their hand up here. Obviously, Abbey Kurosawa, he's been out for a number of weeks, so he really hasn't been able to make a big push, but I still don't think anyone could do enough in the first 10 weeks to take Damien Cook out of that, especially with this forward pack and the way the modern game is played. I think Damien Cook, he's pretty much a shoe-in to wear the nine for the New South Wales Blues. I think it would take a lot for Freddie not to pick Cook.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The other thing about Cookie, huge motor. Yeah, you know what you're going to get. You know you're going to get it for 80 minutes straight as well. You don't have to even consider picking another hooker on your bench, which is a major advantage in State of Origin, especially when you want to have a different utility on your bench. I think Damien Cook, he's an absolute shoe in there. My second rowers, on the left edge, I would have Angus Crichton. This is a guy that I'm a huge fan of. Since leaving South Sydney, arriving at the Roosters, he's taken his game to a new level. He's shown that he can play under an edge. He can show that he can be a middle forward as well. I would have Angus Crichton on the left edge. You might see a bit of a change up, but not with my interchange. My interchange that I've picked, which I'll go through in a minute, my bench players, it would see Angus Crichton play 80 minutes out on the left edge. The other thing I love about Angus Crichton, if you were to have an injury to one of your centres or something, you can shift Angus Crichton out there. He's one of those versatile guys that can handle himself out there. If you were to have an issue with some of your middle forwards, he could shift into the middle as well. So very versatile, just a natural footballer, Angus Crichton, a guy I got a lot of time for. Big body, knows how to run a brilliant line from his rugby union days over there at Scots, I believe. He's got a lot to offer Angus Crichton. He would be on the left edge. Obviously taking the jersey of Angus Crichton, of Boyd Cordner, the skipper. He's done a tremendous job at club level. I have no doubt whatsoever he will do the same job in the State of Origin arena, Angus Crichton. On the right edge, a little bit more difficult this one. Had a lot of guys to choose from. Ended up going with the old battler, Tyson Frizzell. He's been good up at Newcastle without being great. I just think he's an Origin player. He will deliver. He will stand up for Freddie. I have no doubt Freddie is well and truly aware of this. Tyson Frizzell, he's the sort of guy you can just rely on. And I've spoken a lot about reliability this week. I spoke about Tevita Pangai Jr. the other day. I feel like he's not reliable. I spoke about Brett Morris, probably the most reliable player in our game right now, or was last week anyway. Tyson Frizzell, I think he'll be one of the first picked in this side. I think a lot of people overlook the values that Tyson Frizzell brings and the qualities that he brings to each and every football side he's in. The Newcastle Knights, he hasn't quite had the effect that I thought he would up there. Be interesting when Mitchell Pearce gets back, but Frizzell, he's one of those guys, he's never let us down as a state, and I have no doubt he will produce again this year. So Tyson Frizzell, he would be on my right edge for the New South Wales Blues. Jersey 13. This was tough. I love Cam Murray. I love Victor Radley even more. You all know how much I love Rads. But I think that the Penrith Panthers lock forward Isaiah Yeo, I think he's done enough to hold that jersey. He debuted there last year. He did a sensational job. He's hit the ground running this year. He looks unreal. He's not really in that Radley sort of mould. Not really in the Murray mould either. He's sort of in between the both of them. He can sort of do what Radley does and do what Murray does. I would have Cam Murray in the side. He'd be on my bench. I'll talk about that in a moment. But I think Isaiah Yeo, he's done enough. And if I had Isaiah Yeo at 13, I had Cleary at 7. Geez, all of a sudden Jerome Luai looks a lot more appealing, doesn't he? So that combination, it might see Jerome Luai get the 6 in my team. As I said, I'm undecided there, but I think Isaiah Yeo, he has to be the 13 in my team. This is a guy that I've been talking about for a year or so being underappreciated, and you know what? I think this year I realised that even I'm still underappreciating this guy. He's a sensational player. I know the Whisperer is a big fan of him. We talk about lock forwards and 13s quite often, and this is a guy that probably slips under my radar a little bit. When you just watch him play an entire game for the Penrith Panthers, though, you realise what he's able to bring. So I think Isaiah Yeo, he would be my 13. Just another reliable guy. You know what you're going to get. You're not going to get errors. You're not going to get mistakes. You're not going to get brain explosions. He's just going to lay a platform, give good ball to his halves when he needs it, when they need it. I wouldn't expect him to play huge minutes, to be honest with you. As I mentioned, I'll have Cam Murray on the bench, so I would inject him into the game. At 13, I'd play him through the centre third, and when there's tired bodies out there, and I think Damien Cook off the back of that would be sensational. Now I jump into my bench. Jersey 14. I've gone with Ryan Papenhuyzen, assuming he is fit. I think we'll see him back in the next 2 weeks or so we'll get plenty of time to see him before Origin. I don't think he's got anything more to prove, to be honest with you. Obviously, Clive Churchill medalist last year was unreal in the grand final. Unbelievable season last year. Was very unlucky not to play Origin. A lot of people were very critical of Brad Fittler's team selections when he didn't pick him last year. James Tedesco obviously got injured. All of a sudden, we didn't have a fullback there. Gutho jumped back there, didn't really do the job that we hoped. A lot of people were critical of that. But as I always say, you can't really pick a team based of injuries. It's not really how it works. If Damien Cook would have got injured, we don't have a 9. Is Brad Fittler all of a sudden an idiot for not having him there either? It's a tough one. So Ryan Papenhuyzen, he would be my jersey 14 this year. I think he's done enough to earn that spot. I think he'd do a really good job. And as I said earlier, You want to pick a team that Queensland don't want to face, and I have no doubt whatsoever that Queensland fans and the Queensland coaching staff, the last thing they want in the 30th or in the 60th minute is for Ryan Papenhuyzen to enter the game. He's probably the best support player in our competition right now. If he's not, he's only second or third to James Tedesco, Cody Walker, a lot of the other guys in this side. So Ryan Papenhuyzen, he's a guy I would bring on. I just think there would be a time in this game where in my side where I would have when there was tired bodies around, I would have James Tedesco, I would have Latrell Mitchell, I would have Tom Trbojevic, and I would have Ryan Papenhuyzen sniffing around, yeah? And you would have them all on the left 60% of the field, which would just be so damaging through the centre third and on the left edge. Not to mention I would also have Cam Murray on at that stage too, so the leg speed you're getting through the middle would just be unreal. Junior Paulo's offloading as well. It would just be so damaging. So Ryan Papenhuyzen, he would be jersey 14 for me. Jersey 15, big bopper up front. I would go with Payne Haas from the Brisbane Broncos. A little bit unproven on this stage. We saw him last year go head-to-head with Big Tino, which was fantastic. Good to see. The year before that, he was a little bit disappointed in origin. I wouldn't say he's unproven, but I do think that Payne Haas, his objective this year would still be to own this origin arena, and I think he took a big step towards it last year, and I think he will be a lot better this year. He's looked really good for the Brisbane Broncos since he's come back. Obviously kicked off the season a little bit later than everyone else, but I think he's looked really good coming back, and I think he will be on the bench. I think he'll be a big impact guy. I think he'll only play probably 35-40 minutes, but I think there'll be a really big 35-40 minutes that'll be really damaging either side of halftime. Really looking forward to seeing Payne Haas back in sky blue. Jersey number 16, I'm going with Cam Murray. As I've said a few times, his leg speed through the middle would just be unreal. With Damien Cook, potentially with Cody Walker there as well. Good little combos there. But I just love the leg speed this guy brings. I considered Victor Radley here, but just for the way that this team's going to play and the fact that I had Isaiah Yeo at 13, the attributes that Cam Murray is able to bring off this bench, I think they would be more effective than Victor Radley. So for everyone that says I'm biased or whatever to Victor Radley all the time, I'm not. I understand how a team works. And in this team right now in the modern game, it's more suited to having Cam Murray on the bench than having Victor Radley because you've got Isaiah Yeo who can control the center third through the field. You don't want to have too many guys like that in this side. Jersey 17 was really hard. I got two guys written down here. I got Regan Campbell-Gillard. I got Jake Trbojevic. Now, personally, I would go Jake Trbojevic. I wouldn't be shocked to see Freddie go Regan Campbell-Gillard, though. But Jake Trbojevic, I simply think he has to be in this side. He's a guy that I would have picked. He's a guy that I would have picked as captain last year over James Tedesco. I was pretty vocal about that. But Freddie went with Teddy. I don't think it was a bad decision, to be honest with you. I just would have gone Gerbo. He's a guy that I definitely would have picked in this team. As I said, reliability matters on the big stages. And Regan Campbell-Gillard, he's not an unreliable player, but Jake Trbojevic, he's just the perfect sort of footballer to have in your side. You know the effort you're going to get from him. He's going to be unbelievable. And you sort of, when you take Paulo and Saifidi off, you put Haas on, it'd just be fantastic to have a Jake Trbojevic on the field as well. I think it'd be sensational. So I would go him. I've got Regan Campbell-Gillard just missing. I wouldn't be shocked if Freddie goes Regan Campbell-Gillard, but Jake Trbojevic, he has to be there for me. So that means that the two main guys that missed out on this team for me that were really hard to leave out, one was Victor Radley, I spoke about him. The other was Jack Whiten. I would have both of these guys in camp as cover. There's a couple of other guys I would also have in this camp just to get the experience and whatnot, like what they did with Stephen Crichton and Jerome Luai last year. But I think Radley and Whiten, they're probably the two unlucky guys to miss out in this side. So my side would be Teddy at fullback, Fox and To'o on the wings, Latrell Mitchell and Tommy Trbojevic in the centres. Luai or Walker, undecided there still. Apologies for not working that out at 6. 7, Cleary. Up front, I'd have Junior Paulo and Daniel Saifidi. Damien Cook at 9. Then I'd have Angus Crichton, Tyson Brazel in the second row. Isaiah Yeo locks to my scrum at 13. Ryan Papenhuyzen in my utility on the bench, jersey 14. 15, Payne Haas. 16, Cam Murray. 17, I would have Jake Trbojevic there. That's my blue side. I'm going to call it a rolling blue side. I've seen a few people do this because I have no doubt whatsoever there's going to be changes. The injuries that are going on in rugby league right now, I'm sure we're going to have to make a few changes. And I've still got to decide between Jerome Luai and Cody Walker. It's going to be a very interesting few weeks. I'll update you as we go, but that's my Blues team as it stands right now.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.